There, we got up the stairs, okay? There you are, here I am. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mildred, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi, everybody. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I bring you greetings from our country, and I belong to the Rocks Glen Traditional Group in Toronto. I'm an active member, and my dry date is May the 18th, 1973. And so we have just in Toronto finished celebrating my anniversary. And I'm very grateful for the years that I've had. And I'm very grateful to be here. Derek, where are you? Thank you for the invite. And I now know how to spell your name. And I know you're not Doug and you're not Dave. And I know how to spell your name, so we're really good. Thank you to the committee and for everything that has been done to make this pleasant and enjoyable. And you really have done the best to do that. Thank you to everybody who's participated. And now I'm here. I'm nervous this morning. I don't really know why. No, I know why I'm nervous. I've never done this talk quite the way I'm going to do it this morning, because Jay and I were talking yesterday, and he said, well, you know, you're not here to tell them how to do the steps, and I know that. But if I'm not here to tell you how to do the steps, I have to then tell you what those steps are have been about in my life. And that brings up a lot of very personal stuff. But I'm ready to share that with you, because as I have reflected on 2 and 3, I realized 2 and 3 are my life. It is something that goes on in my life all the time. I always need every day to come to terms with God, to wake up and understand what's happening in my life and how God is showing up, and then also to be willing to do what it is that God would have me do. And I have not always been willing to do that. So that's what I'm about this morning. I want to start with a little poem, because this poem says exactly, in different words, what I want to talk about. It's from a poem called Paracelsus by Robert Browning. It's not accepted literature, but I think you'll quite like it. Life is within ourselves. It takes no rise from outward things, whate'er you may believe. There is an inmost center in us all where truth abides in fullness. And to know that rather consists in opening out a way whence the imprisoned splendor may escape, rather than in effecting entry for a light supposed to be without. I'm going to read it again, because what it says is it's within. You know, this was written several hundred years ago by a famous poet. And when I read it yesterday, I thought, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to use the word love. Love is within ourselves. It takes no rise from outward things, whate'er you may believe. There is an inmost center in us all where love abides in fullness. And to know rather consists in opening out a way whence that imprisoned splendor may escape, rather than effecting entry for a light supposed to be without. I didn't know that for a long time. I was busy trying to bring love in from outside. I was trying to make the outside okay, and I wound up where I wound up. So thank you to the other speakers, and particularly since I'm following you, Ralph. He's always so good. I don't like to follow him. I mean, I don't sound as good as he does. There you go. And step 2 and 3, thank God for them. Because if you do step 1 properly and you find out that you are truly powerless, and I do believe today that I am powerless, any power I have is God's power.